investigation. President Trump must decide whether to release the memo, but White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is confident it will be made public.
It'll be released here pretty quick, I think, and the whole world can see it.
In a statement, the FBI says the memo's missing information makes it fundamentally inaccurate. Fox News. We report. You decide.
You like...
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
Do people tell you that you're full of it? Knowledge, I mean. Well, we have a place where your knowledge can be appreciated. Teams are needed for the 2018 Quiz Bowl. Your knowledge can be used in a lively and fun competition on Saturday, February 24th at 9 a.m. on the VU campus. Contact me, Emily Bunyan, at the Knox County Public Library to be a player or register your own team. Deadline is February 3rd.
Start something new during the Jeep Day sales event going on now at Washington Chrysler. The new 2018 Jeep Cherokees have arrived with rebates up to $5,000, including $1,000 in Jeep owner loyalty. Washington Chrysler has a huge selection starting at $21,000. Get up to 31 miles per gallon with all the latest Bluetooth technology, heated seats, remote start, and so much more. Front wheel and four wheel drive options to get you through the winter ahead. Take your test drive today during the Jeep Day sales event at Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
If you missed having a booth at the Wabash Valley Bridal Showcase, well, you missed the chance to talk to a record number of brides. But don't miss another opportunity. Book your booth today for the Daviess County Bridal Show. Contact Cher Elliott at 812-882-6060. That's 812-882-6060 or email events@originalcompany.com. The Daviess County Bridal Show, February 11th, Eastside Park in Washington. Get your business signed up today.
The Original Company Radio Stations presents Comedy Night in Vincennes. Featuring Bob and Tom comedians Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold. March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Tickets are on sale now at totbigdeals.com. With a full cash bar from Willie's Pub. And French Lick's very own Joe Dirt lookalike as a bartender. And after the show, we'll have karaoke and a meet and greet. Comedy Night in Vincennes. With Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold. March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Buy tickets now at totbigdeals.com.
Are you tired of paying high prices for TV channels you don't watch? Of course you are. You want to watch and pay for the channels you like. Now you can take back control of your TV with Dish's FlexPack. Get over 50 of America's favorite channels for just $39.99 per month and then add the channel packs that you want. And your TV price won't go up for 2 years, guaranteed. Plus, when you call today, you'll get free standard installation in up to 6 rooms and a free HD DVR upgrade. Need more channels? Dish offers loaded channel lineups from $54.99 per month, featuring over 190 channels, and HBO is included for a full year. And for a limited time, GoDish will give you a $100 prepaid Visa card when you sign up and mention offer code GIFT100. Call now, 800-518-8624. 800-518-8624. 800-518-8624.
Packages, prices, and promotions subject to change. Gift card courtesy of GoDish.com. Call for details.
Save money and time by shopping first in TOC Direct. Direct mail to your mailbox. Look for TOC Direct Mail each week and save on just about everything you buy. TOC Direct.
This community announcement on WAOV presented by First Vincent Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC. The Lincoln High School Band Boosters will hold a masquerade ball. That'll be Saturday, February 10th at Adams Coliseum. Starting at 6:30, the event a fundraiser to support the Pride of the Green Marching Band, Vincennes Indoor Percussion, and other instrumental arts programs. Tickets are $30. It is a 21 and over event.
Your forecast is brought to you by Evansville Regional Airport, offering hundreds of one-stop, competitive-priced destinations daily on American Airlines, Delta, and United, and new low-cost, nonstop flights to Orlando on Allegiant. Visit flyevv.com to learn more. Evansville Regional Airport.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Mostly sunny and breezy this afternoon. Highs near 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain or snow and a high near 40. Sunny Friday, highs in the upper 20s. Chance of rain or snow on Saturday, highs in the upper 30s. That's weather forecast from the talk of the town, 97.7 FM, WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 3 o'clock hour, and you know that what that means. It's time for Ask the Designer Talk Show. I'm Cher Elliott of the original company. We'd like to welcome you. I'm joined by my buddy Greg Grizzly. Greg, how you doing today?
Just super duper.
Good, 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 good. We're here each Wednesday at the 3 o'clock hour, Ask the Designer. A fun show I think we do. This hour just flies right by when we're together, but so we're not just about Ask the Designer. We do so much more. We have so much fun. We talk about furniture, decorating, holidays, entertaining, food. And, of course, my favorite part of the show now is the recipe segment. So
I got a dandy one today.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's
just good. In time for Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So we have a lot of great things that we do here. You can listen to us a few different ways. We're on 97.7 FM, AM 1450. You can also go to newsknoxcounty.com and click on the Ask the Designer logo. Takes you to our page. You can listen to us live. Or if you missed a show and you want to go back and listen to it again, catch those recipes. All of our shows are archived on here, so you can go back and listen to different topics that we've discussed over the weeks. But also on that page, what we think is probably most important is there's an opportunity for you to reach out to us and tell us what you want us to talk about. Do you have a particular question about decorating or designing? General question on entertaining, hostessing, a topic you'd like to hear us discuss, a trend, any of that. Just drop us an email and let us know, because we want to know what you want to know. And so let us know. Greg, would you let the listeners know how they can get a hold of you?
They can reach me at Regal Furniture, corner of 4th and Bestron, downtown Vincennes, or you can call 812-886-4444.
And Regal Furniture is an awesome place to visit. Lots of great products available. They have a gorgeous gift gallery in there, amazing gift gallery with gifts for all kinds of occasions and every price point that you can imagine. So, yes, you can find a beautiful gift for your someone, and you guys just do a great job of helping people pick those things out. So, all right, so the last few weeks we've talked about redecorating. Here it is, the end of January. So most people probably have all their Christmas decorations put away by now.
Right.
So we've cleaned, we've rearranged furniture, we tried a new look on how we were going to do the room, and we've gotten so much feedback and good response from that. So I'm glad that we have some listeners that tune in each week. But today, Greg, what's our topic today?
You know, it's a pretty day out, sunny, you know, and I occasionally get questions about cleaning. People want to know what we need to clean. Mm-hmm. And, you know, springtime's coming up, and that's the time women start thinking about, okay, I need to do deep clean or clean this or clean that. So I thought we'd talk about cleaning, some cleaning hints today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is probably going to be one of my favorite shows, because when I clean, I'm very, very, very particular about what I like to do. I mean, like, my kids used to hate it. One of them would have to vacuum the floor. Well, then I'd tell them that they didn't get the lines and the carpet right.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I even had a cleaning lady once, because I thought, well, you know, I'll hire a professional. I don't have to worry about it. Oh, no. I still come in, she didn't clean the bathtub right. I don't like how the sink looks. Oh, the faucet's not shine like I want it to. So this is going to be interesting for me to see how well I can handle. Maybe you'll give me some tips on how not to be quite so OCD about things.
I don't know. We've got an answer for that one, but we have an answer on some things that make it easier, though.
Oh, then I'm all in. I'm all in. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Like I mentioned, we're here each Wednesday in the 3 o'clock hour. We call it the local hour, the 3 o'clock local. And, we have someone, from the local community in here each day talking about different things. Tuesdays, it's the Mark and Mark Show, Mark Hill, Mark McNeese. And, you know, they talk about the latest on TV or the latest trends or, you know, some of that techie stuff that they like to do. Wednesday, as I always say, we're the cool kids. We're here on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock. And Thursday, the Lawyer Show with Dave Rolligan and Jeff Cobb. They're here. And Friday, Laura Ariel from the Vincennes Animal Shelter. And she hosts the Bow Wow Meow Hour. So lots of cool stuff going on here. Stay tuned to this station every day at 3 because you're going to learn a lot of good stuff. And today we're talking cleaning.
Yep.
So, all right.
One very major thing that a lot of people don't do.
Okay.
All right. Is that they don't clean their dryer vent out.
I do. When you say clean, do you mean like take the vacuum cleaner and suck the hose, stick it in there and suck all that lint out that doesn't come on the lint?
Talking about pulling away from the wall, taking it loose from the vent that goes outside and cleaning that vent, because that's where the fires start. It's inside that wall vent situation.
Oh, gotcha. See, no, I don't do that, but I do take the lint trap
back
and suck
good.
It all out.
Yeah, that's very good because that keeps you from getting a lot of buildup.
Well, I can see now that you're saying that because the way the dryer hose goes, that's a low point, and it kind of catches there. So that I can understand why that would happen there.
Right, right. So I just want to do that reminder because a lot of people forget about that. They don't do that. You also, you know, you don't want to run your dryer when you're asleep or when you're away from home because if something happens, you know, you're out of there, you're not available. So that's that's not the other thing. And the other thing about springtime, you know, remember to change your batteries and your smoke alarms.
Yeah.
They need to be changed. And you should change your smoke alarms about every 10 years.
Okay. That's good. Yes. I used to work for the Department of Transportation. And, of course, our safety director, every time we would spring forward and fall back, would send a reminder about making sure that you've checked the batteries in your smoke detector, your carbon monoxide detectors. And, you know, those are just as important too. In the last 24 hours, I've had a friend who has been sick. She and our kids have been sick for about 2 weeks. They just can't shake this feeling. Their furnace was broke and it was emitting a lot of carbon monoxide into the house. And so she, luckily, you know, it was just slight enough, that it didn't kill them. But I did hear a friend of mine today, she had a relative out in South Carolina, a couple, and then their son. The son lived in I guess a little, not like a shed, but, you know, a little yard barn that had been converted into living quarters. And he went in and found that his parents had passed because there was a carbon monoxide leak in the house. So, you know, you don't think about that all the time. I think people have that cognizance and awareness of, the fire detector, smoke detector, because we do talk about that a lot, but, people do.
Carbon monoxide detector is important also.
Yeah. It's the silent killer. So it's very important that you do that. So, all right, well, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into cleaning, so be sure and stay tuned.
Furniture and Gift Gallery offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes, Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444, and be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
Get news when you want it and information when you need it. On 97.7 WAOV and NewsKnoxCounty.com. Hi, I'm Tom Lee. Join me for news anytime you need it, around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and online at NewsKnoxCounty.com. So when you need information, you know where to turn. It's in our name. News Talk 97.7 WAOV. And online at NewsKnoxCounty.com.
Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people.
The Rush Limbaugh radio program.
What do we talk about on this program? We talk about ideas on this program. Policy, ideas, same thing. We talk about events, of course we talk about people, but in the context of ideas.
Tune in to Rush Limbaugh right here on WAOV.
WAOV is the oldest station in Knox County, running over 70 years strong. While we have news, weather, and sports on air around the clock, you can get that information anytime at our website, NewsKnoxCounty.com. At NewsKnoxCounty.com, we have podcasts of Knox County Today, the Midday Edition, archive video of area sports games, and much more. Bookmark us online today, NewsKnoxCounty.com. That's NewsKnoxCounty.com.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM AM 1450 News Knox County Studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Stations, joined by my buddy Greg Risley from Riggle Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, let's remind everybody, where are you located?
4th and Besterman. Phone number is 812-886-4444. Stop in, see what's new, see what's going on.
You guys always have the coolest stuff in there. Great furniture, great gifts, lots of good things. So be sure and stop in. All right, before we went to the break, we were talking about cleaning.
Right.
Well, everybody's ready for spring, I think. You know, we had that somewhat pretty nice weather last week and, you know, kind of gave us the little bug that, yeah, we were ready for spring to be around. But, of course, you know, we are in southern Indiana, so we're going to have all four seasons usually in about a week's time. So,
right.
Everybody's got a little bit of spring fever, I think.
Yeah, dust, pollen, all kinds of stuff flying around in the air.
Oh, yeah.
You know, salt and chemicals been tracked in the house from winter and, you know, those kinds of things. The thing we're going to start on is upholstery. A lot of people ask me, how do you clean upholstery?
Mm-hmm.
And really, the first thing that you need to do is vacuum your upholstery all over.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't do that. And you need to remove any traces of dust or dirt from that sofa or chair. And the best way to do that is with your vacuum cleaner and the upholstery attachment.
Yeah.
It has a soft brush. It won't damage the material. You can work your way from the top of the piece to the bottom, working overlapping strokes. Just go over all of the outside and all the cushions, and you'll pick up the dust particles. And it's amazing how bright and colorful those colors will become when you get that dust layer off there.
Now, question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go with the grain or against the grain when you're doing that? Or do
go
you do both?
Go against the grain.
You do. Okay, so go against.
And then you'll want to come back across the grain so that it lays down and looks nice. You know, gotcha. If you have a grain to your fabric.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, if you're cleaning something like silk or a real sheer polyester,
mm-hmm.
you know, you want to set your vacuum on the low setting.
Okay.
Because it can stretch fabric if you have it on a high setting.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly silk or some of your polyester is really, 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 really soft and supple. They can be sucked into that hose and not a good thing.
Yes.
So, the next thing you do is switch to the crevice attachment. It's a long pointy piece that you got on your vacuum.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you can go down inside the cushion, take the cushions off your sofa, go down around the sides and the edges, you know, and vacuum that all out. You might even find some pocket change that somebody's lost.
That's right. That's what I told my kids. You clean that, any money you find, that's yours.
Right. If you have, you know, like a heavily tufted chair that gets dust inside the thing, and your upholstery attachment can't get in there, can't get enough surface to really clean it out, use a can of compressed air and blow the dust out.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, like you do your computer. Yeah.
Right, right. And anything that's heavily tufted, that little canned air is real, real handy.
Yeah, I would have thought of that, but that is a great point.
Now, the next thing you do is spot clean the obvious stains, if you have any.
Okay.
You want to focus on small areas where dirt's visible and spot clean them. For minor blemishes, you can use vinegar and a microfiber cloth and gently wipe it, blot it. When you're using vinegar, always you use white vinegar.
Okay, yeah. So you don't have any additional vinegar. Color that might transfer.
Well, yellow vinegar can leave a ring.
Okay.
So, alternatively, you can use your own natural upholstery water. And you can take a teaspoon of dishwashing soap. I recommend Dawn because it has an oil emulsifier in it. So if you've got, body oil from your hands or your head on your sofa or chair, that will help cut it. You add a teaspoon of liquid dishwater detergent to a small bowl of warm water, and then use your electric mixer and speed it. Put it at a high speed until the mixture forms soft peaks.
Okay.
So you apply the soap suds only, not the water, but just the suds, with a soft bristle brush and rub until you see some dirt lifting off.
Wow.
When that happens, use a spatula to remove the foam and the dirt that's in the foam.
Okay.
And then rinse with a white cloth and a very small amount of fresh water.
Huh.
Then you take a close look and see this. Now, this particular method of cleaning is only good if your fabric has a W on it that says you can clean it with water.
Okay. It's not all fabrics can be cleaned just using soap and water.
No. Okay. Some fabrics, you must use a dry cleaning solvent than water.
Oh, my goodness.
So, when you've bought your furniture, be sure and ask, okay, is this a water-based cleaner okay, or do I need to use a solvent-based cleaner on my upholstery? If you do need the solvent cleaner, you can buy that at most of your grocery stores. Have a little solvent cleaner.
Okay.
Again, apply it. Don't rub. Rub to the center if you got a stubborn stain. So you concentrate into one spot. Don't rub it. You spread it.
Mm.
Always use a white cloth. Don't use any colored cloths on upholstery.
Yeah, because you definitely don't want to transfer any color from the cloth to the to the upholstery.
Right. Then after your upholstery has been spot cleaned, you need a more general washing, and use the same process, and then just use the gentle brush to clean all over, and then a damp cloth or a sponge to wipe away the residue.
Gotcha.
The key is don't get the upholstery too wet, which is why soap suds needs to be dry and foamy.
Mm-hmm.
And if your label code says WS, then you can use water or solvent. If it says only S, then perform only the vacuum spot cleaning steps. Labeler has X. Vacuum the piece, but leave everything else to the professionals. So X means don't try to do this yourself.
Do not try this at home.
That's right. That's right. Let it dry. Try to put a fan in the room or open the windows to help with the drying process. If you don't have a window that you can open, you can set a small circulating fan in the room to help dry the pieces. Or turn on your overhead fan if you have one.
Okay.
So that's just basic upholstery cleaning 101.
Good, good.
But remember to check the fabric, W, S, or X.
Now, can you find that, on a label on the furniture? Can you, flip it over, or?
It's always in our catalogs, and it's on our fabric samples.
Okay.
People will usually ask when we look it up at the time at the point of sale, if there's a question. There's not that many X's.
Okay.
Pardon me. X's are more of a embroidered fabric or crewel. things that have maybe more than one thread in it.
Okay.
You know, and it's overlaid on top of another fabric. So the reason you need a professional doing that is so you don't get any color transfer.
Okay.
From the embroiderer or the crewel or the decorative effect of the, you know, material. You know, if you have like a brush fringe on a pillow and those kinds of things, leave that to professionals. Don't try to do that yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I remember, like, I don't know, back in the mid-90s or late-90s that they had the do-it-yourself dry cleaning kits that you could buy.
Right.
And, you know, I had a couple of things that were dry clean only that I wore for work. And, yeah, those didn't work out so well for me. So, yeah, I learned that I'm not a professional in everything, and that's okay, that there are people who are paid to take care of products. And so, yeah, I would do that, too. I would definitely look into letting somebody else take it. Now, what about cleaning leather? A spill or, you know, what should I use? Like if
soft white cloth and cold water.
Cold water. Okay. And
hot water sets.
Okay. Just like with laundry.
Just like with laundry.
Right.
So use cold water to clean.
Okay.
And, you know, if you need to put a little detergent in there, you can use some Dawn. It's okay. nice and soft. Just don't try to make it like dishwater soapy suds.
Gotcha.
Try to do light, you
just
know,
a
real
little
light.
Bit of dab. Yeah.
You know.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, and we talked a little bit about the other day with the leather, using that
paste wax.
Thank you. I'm sitting here like wiping it on and wiping it off, but I couldn't spit it out.
Yeah.
So you want to use paste wax once a year to kind
just
of
kind of seal the fabric and keep it from getting too brittle.
Gotcha. Gotcha. You know,
it just keeps your leather soft and pliable and protects it just a little bit against our harsh oils. The oils from our skin and our hair are very harsh on fabrics and leather both. So, you know, we do need to think about that cleaning area,
yeah.
You know, cleaning those areas.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, we're going to take our first break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about a few more cleaning tips. And then, of course, stay tuned because we have questions and our favorite recipes. So stay tuned.
From the Washington Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOV News Desk, I'm Tom Lee reporting. The body of First Lieutenant Clay Cullen has returned to Knox County for the last time. Authorities held traffic up as the funeral procession made its way back to Knox County and left Indianapolis International Airport about 6 this morning and then traveled a route to Frederick and Son McLeod Funeral Home on Main Street in Bicknell. The procession was flanked by the Freedom Riders. On its trip down to U.S. 41, it took State Road 550, State Road 67, and then Main Street back to the funeral home. Visitation for Clay Cullen will happen on Friday with the funeral at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, both of those at North Knox High School. Indiana State Police arrested a Bruceville man this morning following a traffic stop at 2nd and College. Officers stopped a vehicle occupied by 38-year-old Dustin Taylor. Authorities found Taylor in possession of both marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Taylor was booked into the Knox County Jail on $3,000 bond. And the Knox County Council is applauding the purchase of new trucks to replace old ones at the County Highway Department. Knox County Commissioners recently awarded bids to build 6 new vehicles for department use. More news available anytime you want it online at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Closing Farm Market Report. Grains and oil seeds on the defensive today after a big run-up in the last week. This update is brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN and seedconsultants.com. Several commodities on the defensive, including corn, soybeans, and wheat, but a comeback in all of those markets coming off of their lows on the day. March corn came all the way back to finish flat, unchanged at 3 361.5, May 369.5 down a quarter, July down a quarter at 377.25. Soybeans 4.5 down on the March, 995.75, May 1007 down 4.25, also lower soy meal and oil, and March wheat 451.75 down a nickel and a half. April live cattle off $1.25 at 122.92. Lean hogs 72.25 down 65. I'm Andy Eubank. Who's your ag today? Indiana's Farm Network.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussron Streets, Vincennes.
VU travels to take on Kaskaskia and a deserved award for a legendary Vincennes broadcaster. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. Vincennes University women's and men's basketball teams fat travel to Centralia, Illinois to take on Kaskaskia. Women's game starts at 6:30. The undefeated and third-ranked VU men's team will play at 8:30, both against Kaskaskia. Clark 6th grade boys host Revay at 6. North Knox 7th and 8th grade girls host Linton at 6. North Knox 5th and 6th grade girls play at Washington at 6. And WZDM's Voice of the Alices, Dave Young, has been awarded the Distinguished Broadcaster Award for the IHSAA. Young will be recognized tomorrow night during Vincent Lincoln's game with Washington at Alice Arena. Young has been the play-by-play broadcaster for LHS since 1988. It's Young's fourth broadcasting award. He'd previously been awarded the District P Media Award from the Indiana Baseball Coaches Association and two sports-related awards from the AP. I'm Tom Lee. Vincent City Police invites you to Neighborhood Watch Meetings. Here's another community event on WAOV. Vincent City Police Department's inviting all local residents to attend the monthly Neighborhood Watch Meetings at 5:30, the first Monday of each month at Thamestown Apartments. If you have any questions, contact the Vincent Police Department at 882-1630. Again, that's monthly Neighborhood Watch Meetings, the first Monday of each month at Jamestown Apartments. Call 882-1630 now for more information.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Mostly sunny and breezy this afternoon. Highs near 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain or snow and a high near 40. Sunny Friday, highs in the upper 20s. Chance of rain or snow on Saturday, highs in the upper 30s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the original company radio station. I'm joined by my buddy Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, we're having another great show.
Oh, we're cleaning everything in the house today.
That's right. That's right. Lots of fun. Lots of fun. So we talked about cleaning there and treating our upholstery.
Right.
So
right.
What's the next thing we need to do?
Okay. We're gonna go to the microwave.
Oh,
I love this because this is something I use at home, and I never used it before because I used to. My microwave would get really grungy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I try to keep it perfectly clean all the time, but you know how that goes.
Oh yeah.
Once in a while, something goes awry in the microwave and pops and gets everything everywhere.
Oh yeah.
So if you have those little particles, they get burnt on. Mm-hmm. Then they're really hard to get off. So if you want to give it a quick clean, microwave a bowl of lemon juice until the juice starts to boil.
Okay.
And it can take anywhere from 30 seconds to 3 minutes for that to boil.
And that's because of the difference in the wattage in the microwave.
Yes,
and
the power of the microwave.
And how much liquid you have in
right.
there. Okay.
Once it steams up inside, then you wipe all the walls of the microwave with a microfiber cloth.
Mm-hmm.
The natural acid in the lemon removes the buildup inside the microwave and makes it shiny clean. It smells good, too.
Well, I'm going to have to do that then. So now do you, like, get a real lemon and you squeeze the juice into a bowl?
Or
do you
use
the bottle?
No, I use the bottle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can use that. I need to get me some of that and do that. You know, my kids are 19 and 25. You would have thought that they know by now to put a cover over stuff when they use the microwave, but no. No, yeah. They still don't. They get So, you know.
I'm a lot older than your kids. I'm old enough to be your kids' grandfather. And last night I decided to warm up a bowl of chili. Do you think I put the cover on? No.
Well, yeah. It happens. It happens.
And you know what? Those chili beans just go everywhere.
Yeah. That tomato sauce, it's all over.
And I've got
the place.
One of those nice plastic cloches that goes right over it. And then I just throw it in the dishwasher. And, I forgot. Yeah. So. I got the lemon juice out last night and did this little trick.
There you go. That's very helpful and very easy. And all natural.
Right.
No harsh chemicals. So That's great.
Yep.
What else have you got for us?
Okay. Everybody has a ring, you know where, in our toilets. Mm-hmm. And to get rid of that, use a pumice stone.
Really?
Yeah. And they make one with a handle on it.
Oh.
So you don't have to get your hand down in the toilet.
Oh, I like that idea.
But the ring is actually a buildup of minerals on the porcelain, and it can be used by removing the pumice stone. It's harder than the minerals, but yet softer than the porcelain. Okay. So it removes the minerals, but it won't hurt your porcelain.
But it doesn't scratch the porcelain, right. Yeah. And that's crazy to me. I mean, okay, call me weird. That's fine. I know I am, but like... I really like a clean toilet, and I mean, yep. I've toothbrush around, you know, and all that stuff. But it's crazy that just that water sitting there, you know,
leaves a ring.
We'll leave that ring. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, you would think it's just water.
So
it's
now
fine.
You got your answer. Pumice stone with a handle on it.
I'm going to have to.
Works great.
Where can I buy one of those? Any suggestions? Lowe's, Walmart, anywhere?
Anywhere. Okay. Anywhere that sells cleaning supplies.
I'm making a list over here, by the way.
Yeah.
Lemon juice, pumice stone.
Right.
I'm going to be spring cleaning this weekend.
Okay. Now, here's one you're going to love. Okay. To have your toilet nice and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just pass on the expensive cleaners. Just pour a few capfuls of mouthwash into the bowl.
Really?
Yeah. It removes the buildup and smells.
Well, I mean, I guess it does do the same thing for your teeth and your mouth. Why wouldn't it do it for the toilet, right?
And it's safe for your porcelain.
Yeah, so. Yeah, because some of those chemicals can get pretty harsh, and there's some big warning labels on some of those. And, so you definitely want to take care of your toilets.
Right.
Those are important.
Right. We're touching all the dirty spots in the kitchen and the bathrooms today.
There you go. Well, you know, they're full of all kinds of germs. And flu and strep and gastroenteritis is going rampant in the community. Yep. So what better ways to help fight all of that? Clean.
Yep.
Clean.
Yep. Keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
And it's good.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. All right. What other
We're going to go to the hints. Sink the garbage disposal. This is a new one, and I've not tried this, and I'm surprised because I've always bought a cleaner for my garbage disposal.
Uh-huh.
Then I put in the garbage disposal, run hot water with it, and turn it on and all this.
Right.
Well, I found this little hint. Excuse me. And you can get rid of that odor that you sometimes have.
Uh-huh.
By cleaning off the blades of your disposal. No, you don't reach your hand in there and clean them.
Thank you for clarifying that, right. Because myself might have just...
Just throw a few ice cubes down in there, add a few tablespoons of salt, turn it on, run the disposal for a few minutes, and the salt will clean the blades of the disposal.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's handy dandy. I can do that too.
Yeah, and it's... You know, we really haven't talked about much that you don't have in your cleaning closet.
Right.
You know.
Right. Or in your cupboard.
Right. Right.
Very handy. Very handy. Which I had heard before, like, I don't know, people had said you want to sharpen your...
I'd heard that about
the ice
cubes.
Throw the ice in there.
Used ice in there.
Or eggshells.
Yeah.
You know, make sure and send your eggshells through there because crunching those up, that helps sharpen the blade. But then to get rid of smell, something else I had several people tell me is to just like a quarter an orange or lemon.
Right. Citrus.
And put them through there and chunk it through, and that helps kill the smell. And then cutting up that rind also helps sharpen the blade a little bit. So. Yeah.
I've heard all those things too. This salt's new, so yeah. You know, I can't swear to it. I found it. I thought, well, that's interesting. Everybody has that. So
all right. So those of you who are listening, try that trick.
Yeah.
And let us know. We'll compare.
Right.
So you can send it, go to newsknoxcounty.com, ask the designer logo, and then send in the information there. Or email me at ShareElliott@originalcompany.com. ShareElliott@originalcompany.com.
Yep.
We want to know.
Right. Now, if you got a flat top stove, one of those glass ones,
mm-hmm.
and something boils over and you can catch it in time and it's there and it's stuck, it's burnt on.
That stuff's hard to clean. I don't have one right now. Previously in my last house I did. And boy, even just like boiling water to make mashed potatoes or whatever, that leaves a nasty brownish copper looking blech on,
yep.
on the top there. And you got to be very careful with it being that ceramic cooktop.
And this is going to surprise you. Use a single edge razor blade. At a 45-degree angle, it'll take it right off the glass and won't scratch your glass.
What?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Really? That is interesting.
Yeah, but that's the easy one.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Absolutely. That. Boy, I'm learning all kinds of new stuff today.
Yep. Now, we're going to talk about your shower.
Oh.
If you use a squeegee in your shower, it will remove most of the soap scum off the walls and the glass doors. If you get into the routine of wiping it down every day as you use it, you may never have to clean soap scum off your shower again because it's a lot easier to squeegee it off when it's wet than let it dry and then try to remove it later.
Interesting. Interesting. I know a couple of people who do that because they've got a lot of glass in their shower.
Yeah.
I know that they do it on their glass, but I didn't think about doing it on the walls.
Works there too.
Very interesting. And I guess you can just use a window squeegee, you know, like they have.
Yeah.
For, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's easy enough.
Yeah. Now, this is another thing, and you just talked about, you know, flu bugs and strep and all this going around, okay? You know, we've got a lot of times we have things around our sink in the bathroom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, soap dish, toothbrush holder, drinking cups, that.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in your dishwasher.
Yeah.
Gets them a lot cleaner than you try to wipe them off by hand in the bathroom sink.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I do that. I always, when I clean my bathroom, I put the toothbrush holder and the cup in the dishwasher and run it through on a cycle.
Right. Yeah.
Look at that. I did something right.
That's Woo-hoo! Exactly right.
Yay.
Okay.
That didn't always happen in my life, so I got to take the small victories when I can.
Now, you got minerals building up on your faucet.
Mm-hmm.
You can remove those with distilled white vinegar. Now, here is something that you're going to have to look for because I've not found it.
Okay.
It's bottle label cleaning vinegar. It's supposed to be more acidic than household vinegar.
Huh. You know, JC, we'll have to check JC. They usually have that unique stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll have to look there. Man, maybe look in the cleaning area as opposed to the food section.
Right. You can place the vinegar in a sandwich bag. You put it over your faucet. Wrap around the faucet head with a rubber band for the evening.
Uh-huh.
Next morning, your mineral buildup will be gone.
Now, I've done that on my shower with just regular vinegar
mm-hmm.
or the white distilled vinegar, and that's done a really good job with that.
Well, I guess the cleaning vinegar, being more acidic, would do a better job than just the standard stuff. So.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Yeah. Thing that gets overlooked is, when's the last time you cleaned your lampshade, Cher?
Lampshades?
Yeah.
I have lampshades, so probably I'm going to go with never. Never. How do I clean a lampshade? I mean, it's cloth.
You quickly clean them with a lint roller.
Duh. I mean, that's pretty cool.
You move all the built-up dust. If there are crevices or seams that are missed, you can use a clean paintbrush to remove the extra dust.
Well, that's handy-dandy. That's easy to remember.
Well, and it's easy. Gets rid of that. And of course, the other thing is, you know, we talk about keyboards and keyboard cleansers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all use, you know, a lot of people are using hand sanitizers
right.
now. Easy to do a keyboard Q-tip in rubbing alcohol over your keyboard. You don't want the alcohol to be dripping wet, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
You know, But then that way you don't get it, you know, but you can run between the keys and get in those crevices and stuff, go down each line of letters.
Oh, yeah. That's a petri dish of all kinds of who knows what and food crumbs and fingers. And
right.
So, yeah, definitely probably a germ fest going on in most people's keyboards.
That's right.
But all right. Well, we've got a lot of great pointers here so far, Greg, but it's time for a break. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some cleaning tips and questions.
We're talking about windows when we come back.
Windows. They get me every time. I'm no good at windows. I go crazy. I can't ever get rid of the streaks. So, all right.
We'll maybe help you with that.
Awesome. All right. Stay tuned for more.
Interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-992-9470. That's 800-992-9470. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-992-9470. That's 800-992-9470.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/aware to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes tax. Service will include a monthly data allowance depending on the type and speed of service you receive. If you exceed your monthly data plan allowance, you will be automatically charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data usage in excess of your data plan, even if less than 50 gigabytes is used. For details about data allowances, go to att.com/internet-usage. Wi-Fi enabled device required. Other restrictions apply.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 AM 1450 WAOV studios. You can also catch us at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations, and I'm joined by my buddy Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. It's the 3 o'clock hour here on WAOV. That's the 3 o'clock local segment that we run each week. We're glad to have you here. The cool kids are on Wednesdays. You don't want to miss a Wednesday. We always have the good stuff here. And, Greg, we've been talking cleaning.
Spring cleaning, yep.
I'm ready.
Now we're going to do windows.
Oh, windows, man.
Right.
I used to help my grandma clean every summer to earn money, and she was she was tough on windows. So let me hear what you got. We'll see how that compares to grandma.
First thing, you vacuum them.
Well, that's
with your
new
upholstery brush.
Okay.
That way you get the dust out of the crack, the window tracks and the sill.
Okay.
And bugs and spider webs that collect during the winter and that kind of thing.
Oof.
And then you don't have to brush them out, touch them with your hand. The vacuum will suck that all
that's
away.
That's a better idea. I don't like touching those things. Oof.
Right. Then when you clean, if you clean large windows, you need to do that with a squeegee just like the pro. So that's quick. Go run upstairs, get your squeegee out of your shower, put it to work in the house.
There you go.
Hot water, a few drops of dish soap. Soap will work to lift the dirt off and suspend it in liquid solution until you get a chance to squeegee it off.
Okay. All right.
Then some windows are a real pain to clean because they may be small windows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So go to your local pharmacy and buy those little cloths they use to clean glasses with.
Oh.
This cloth will remove spots on glass with just a spritz of water. So spray the cloth directly in the with the water and wipe it over spots and smudges on glass to get it crystal clear clean.
Ha, ha, ha.
Nice little hint.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And, you know, for those real high windows, you don't need to get out the ladder.
That's
carry
good.
Your bucket of water up there and dump it off the top of the, like Lucy would do.
That'd be me.
You can clean those upper windows that you can't reach easily
mm-hmm.
with a telescoping microfiber duster and just a spritz of water. Those windows usually aren't that dirty. They're just a little foggy on them.
Yeah.
And you can wipe it off with that extension.
Well, that's handy. Yeah. You don't want me dragging the ladder out because Cher's going to go.
Now, during the break, we were talking about streaks.
Yes.
And you said your grandma taught you this. So tell the people out there this little trick.
Yeah. Like I said, grandma, I worked in the summers and helped her clean. We did a lot of stuff. Took down the drop ceiling tiles. We washed the paneling. We washed the floors on hands and knees and scrub around the baseboards and stuff. Windows. Boy, she was really strict on windows. So we used vinegar, white distilled vinegar and water mixture to wash them. And on the inside, we had to go up and down. And on the outside, no. The inside, we went side to side, horizontal. And the outside, we went up and down. Because then that way, if there was a streak, she knew if it was on the inside of the window or the outside of the window. And she used newspapers to clean the windows instead of, paper towels.
We got something to talk about on that.
Uh-oh. All right. She didn't like all the lint that the paper towels left behind.
Right. Paper towel leaves lint. You're mm-hmm. right. Cotton, flour sack towels are the best things to do with that window. The problem with newspapers is if you're cleaning around a white wall or white trim or white window inserts mm-hmm. and so on, a newspaper leaves an oily film on the windows, and that helps to stop streaking, but you don't want the dark smudges on your white inserts or your woodwork or white walls.
Yeah, very true.
So use a clean microfiber cloth instead.
Gotcha.
Now, how'd your grandma teach you clean screens?
Screens?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she was a tough one. First, you had to take the garden hose and spray it with the garden hose.
Right.
And then you flip it over and you spray it again. Then she had a scrub brush. She said it was a laundry brush. I don't know. It was about 3-4 inches. Really, really hard. Right. Of course, you rub your knuckles across it while you're doing it. But then you had to use that and use that to scrub the cleans. And then you rinse it again, both sides.
I'm sure that it was very, very clean. Today they tell us, don't bother washing them. Wipe them with large looped microfiber cloth.
Mm-hmm.
The dry microfiber extend through the screen and pull off all the dust with a few wipes. Wouldn't your grandma be thrilled to death about that little method?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that'd be, she just, supervised from the front porch while I was doing all the hard work. But but I would have appreciated that back then. So if I can save myself now, then there you go. I think there was one time we did we vacuumed them, use the shop vac with the upholstery thing on there and vacuum those before we hosed and scrubbed them. But yeah. Grandma Garner, she was a cleaner, let me tell you.
Well, now we're going to talk about drapery.
Oh.
People used to think you clean drapery every year. Don't do it. It ruins them. Mm-hmm. It just takes the life out of them.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is remove the dust and dirt. You can do that with an upholstery attachment. If the upholstery attachment isn't getting it as dust free as you want, you can just take it and you can put your drapery in a dryer.
Yeah,
I've
done that.
For just a few minutes on warm setting,
mm-hmm.
and the dryer will remove the dust and the allergens from them.
Yeah.
Remove them from the dryer quickly, though,
or
and
else
hang
they
them
wrinkle.
Back up, or they wrinkle. Yeah,
and I've done that before. A lot of the different valances that I've had, that's what I do is I just pull them off and throw them in the dryer, throw a couple fabric sheets in there, and throw it on low and let it heat for about 10 minutes, pull it out, and hang them back up, and they look good as new.
Yeah, they do. They do. It's amazing.
Now, question. Mm-hmm. In my former home, I had custom draperies mm-hmm. that matched the upholstery or whatever. And, like, the valance was actually not on a rod. It was solid wood, and mm-hmm. it was upholstered to that wood.
It was the cornice.
Yeah. So, yeah, whatever. Yeah. So I used to clean it by standing on a ladder with my vacuum cleaner, and I'm holding it and using the attachment to vacuum all of that. Mm-hmm. Is that the best way to do that?
Compressed air.
Compressed air. See? Good gravy, sure. I always make things.
Blow the dust off, get rid of it. And, you know, you're usually on a cornice like that, you don't have a lot of detail on it.
Right.
It's usually pretty flat.
Mm-hmm.
Canned air.
Very good.
Last thing on the windows, and this is the last cleaning tip of the day.
Awesome.
When you go outside, you just do pretty much the same methods.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, take a broom or something like that and you know, in place of the vacuum to get around the windows and make sure everything's gone. And,
sure.
You know, good that way. And then go back and, you know, clean with the soap sud solution like we talked about. And then clean with microfiber cloth. You know, we're squeaky.
Yeah. Very, very good. Very, very good. Well, now you have me ready for spring. I'm ready for the warm weather, grilling on outside, sitting at, well, I grill all year long, so that doesn't matter, but sitting outside and relaxing and enjoying the sun and the warmer weather. So I'm very much looking forward to that very soon.
It'll be here soon.
I know. I say that I think I would want to move somewhere where it was warm all the time.
Friday's Groundhog's Day, so we'll find out if we got six more weeks of winter or not.
We always get snow on boys' sectional week. So we're gonna have snow the first week of March. It's okay. We just know it.
It always happens.
It does. All right. So now we're moving to my new favorite segment of the show. You said you had a new delicious recipe to share.
Yep.
And Super Bowl Sunday's coming up.
Right. And this is via the Food Network.
Oh, can't go wrong there.
Nope. And you're going to make your own peanut butter.
Oh.
3 cups of peanuts, shelled, unsalted, and dry roasted. Peanut oil. Put them in a food processor. Grind the peanuts till they're smooth. If the peanuts aren't oily enough themselves, you can add some peanut oil to it. You keep the food processor motor running slowly. Add a little bit of oil until it gets the consistency of peanut butter.
Okay.
Then you're going to use this homemade peanut butter, and you're going to put it in a bowl with a 16-ounce box of confectioner's sugar, a cup and a third of graham cracker crumbs, and 3/4 cups unsalted butter, and mix that all up and roll it into little balls.
Ooh.
And put it in mini cupcake holders.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in the refrigerator and let them get good and hard.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to take 12 ounces of milk chocolate and melt it in the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
And then dip those peanut butter balls in the melted chocolate and let them set up before you serve them.
Very good. Buckeyes. That's what I call them. Yeah.
Pretty easy.
That was always my daughter and I. We would do Christmas gifts for teachers, and Buckeyes would be one thing that we made, and those are delicious. Not going to be on my diet, so I guess Sunday is going to be my cheat day then. Yeah. So.
Well, peanut butter and chocolate. Who doesn't like that?
I know, right? Doesn't chocolate solve everything? I mean, doesn't that solve everybody's problem?
My dad said it always settled an upset stomach.
Well,
eat a square of a Hershey bar to settle his stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a great remedy to me.
One of those little squares off just the plain Hershey chocolate bar.
Yep.
Delicious.
Yep.
Oh, yum, yum, yum. So, all right. That's really good. Really good information and a good recipe, especially for this coming weekend's
Super
Bowl.
About an hour and 5 minutes start to finish on that deal. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, Greg, it looks like we're out of time.
I know.
So be sure and listen each week, 3 o'clock hour here, 97.7 WAOV. We want to hear what you have to say. Go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and send us your questions, ideas, topics to discuss. We want to know what you want to know. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.